KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, we've got the new guy, the Director of Pastoral Care, Pastor Al Jensen. Good morning, Pastor Jensen.
Well, good morning, John. Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. Now, you came up here all the way from Arizona.
Yeah, a couple miles away, south of here. I was there for about 11 years in a large parish, and the sun sort of got to me. It was time to come back to the Northwest, as I had been in the Northwest before, and just have a special love for this area of the world. So I was 1 hour from Mexico, and now I'm 1 hour from Canada. So it's great to be here 1,500 miles later.
Now talk with us a little bit about your pastoral journey, where all you have been.
Yeah, well, just so happens to be in a couple of weeks, I'll celebrate my 28th anniversary of ordination. And in 28 years, been really blessed by so many folks who, the light of Christ, and three different parishes I've been in the past. When I was a youngster, 28 years ago, whenever it was, started out in Sweet Home, Oregon. So that was really my first taste of the Northwest as a pastor. And Sweet Home sounded good because I'm from Alabama, and there's a song that sort of goes like that, Sweet Home. And so I was really blessed to be there for 5 years. Two of our three children were born while we were there. And then after 5 years, my wife and I and the two kids went to Portland, Oregon, to the big city. And I served as associate and senior pastor of a parish there for 12 years. And then got a little itchy. And when you get a little itchy, it's time to scratch it. And so I scratched the itch and headed to the southwest to Arizona. Never, ever had been in the state of Arizona, hadn't even driven through it, but interviewed at a church there, a large parish, and just fell in love with the southwest. And for the last 11 years again, had been there, and it was time again for a change.
Well, those saguaro cactuses, boy, those are mesmerizing.
Aren't they? Just don't rub up against them.
That's for sure. I'm just curious, where did you take your pastoral training?
Yeah, I went to college at Texas Lutheran in Seguin, Texas, and then seminary in Columbus, Ohio, Bexley, Ohio, at Trinity Lutheran Seminary.
All right. And we're going to kind of get into Emmanuel Lutheran here in a minute, but I'd also like to talk with you a little bit about what is it that brings you the greatest joy as a pastor? Because it's, I don't care what anybody says, it's a tough job.
Well, with each vocation, each calling that we have, what you have and what I have in life, there are definitely joys that are given to us. And I think for me, it's when I see that sparkle in another person's eye, when the light bulb goes off, if you will, as to we finally get it about the love that our Lord has for us, and not by our works, but by God's work. And it happens all the time. And there's no greater joy for a pastor than to know that you're a conduit of sharing a love that woman or man cannot create, but that the one who gave us each other. So, you know, in the Bible it says we're justified by grace through faith, not by our works. So when I see that that light go off, it doesn't happen every day, I guess, but when I see it go off, or when others see it might go off in my eyes, it gives me a great joy in knowing that we finally are catching on to indeed what God is all about. And, you know, we've only got so many years in this life, and we're going to catch on to some degree, but not fully understand God until we can see God face to face. But that gives me the greatest joy. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to understand that God will never give up on us.
Emmanuel Lutheran Community's new Director of Pastoral Care, Pastor Al Jensen. And we're going to kind of sneak into your vision for Emmanuel. when we return. Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And today we have the new guy, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities' new Director of Pastoral Care, Pastor Al Jensen. Certainly not a newbie when it comes to the pastoral service. Pastor Jensen, talk with us a little bit about why you would come to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities from such a huge congregation in Arizona.
Well, you know, there comes a point in time where you know where your gifts lie as a person, and I must say I've always been around folks who are older than me in ministry, and it gives me the greatest satisfaction in serving the greatest generation, serving those who have passed on their faith down to us. And so it just seemed like a natural fit, and when I had the opportunity for interview, I was just really filled with great expectations, and here I am.
What did you say in the interview that made the board and the CEO look at you and say, he's our guy?
I'm not sure. When I was talking with them, they were asking all the right questions, and then they looked at my wife and they said, do you think he's the one for the job? And she said, he is. And Jason said, did you hear that? Bring him in. So I sat there for an hour and a half talking my legs off, and my wife spent 15 seconds saying, he's the guy. He's the guy. I think they saw in me that there's a definite love for the kind of ministries that's happening here at Emmanuel.
Well, you know, one thing that we've all seen here is the vision that Jason Kronk has for this period of time in our lives, understanding how he can make this period of time in our lives better, safer, and more fulfilling. Did you buy into that?
Well, definitely. You know, when you step on campus right now, of course, with COVID, guests are not allowed in the buildings and such. But it's obvious, first of all, that everybody's on the same team. And we work together, we work for each other, and the Emmanuel spirit just comes through. It's a very, very special place. I've only got 1 month's experience with it. But, you know, I grew up in Alabama, and there's that thing called Southern hospitality in Alabama. Thought it couldn't be replicated elsewhere. And then I come to Montana, and there's almost like a northern-southern hospitality. And you're right, Jason is our leader. He's the CEO, and he makes sure that every necessary step's taken when it comes to safety, when it comes to making sure that our residents and our staff and the guests who eventually will be able to come through those doors again, that they will have the best experience possible.
Well, one thing we know, that COVID-19 has really upset a lot of apple carts, and has it upset yours as a minister?
Well, some of the ministries have slowed down. We are having in-person worship, however, and you know, we're wearing masks. We're 6.5 feet apart. We're not singing yet in worship due to the aerosols from the lungs, if you will, the projecting out what might be within the lung. We're not celebrating Holy Communion yet together, but it slowed some things down that way. But other things, studies and visitation and such, is still happening. But definitely to be able to see the whole staff right now, to be able to visit with families of the residents, is coming. but it's not quite here yet due to COVID.
Pastor Al Jensen's our guest. He's the new guy who is the director of pastoral care at Emmanuel Lutheran. And I want to talk about what's on the horizon right after this. Imagine living in a place where you're surrounded by friends, comfort, and the beauty of the Flathead Valley. Imagine having your needs met, opportunities to learn and grow, and countless options. At Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, you live independently by renting an apartment at Buffalo Hill Terrace on a traditional monthly basis. Maintain your active lifestyle from the comfort of your beautiful apartment home with services and amenities that make everything easier. Take a swim in the pool. Choose to dine in one of our community's restaurants. Participate in art classes or enjoy a lecture. At Emmanuel Lutheran, your day is your own, free from the heavy burdens of home maintenance. To inquire about independent living at Buffalo Hill Terrace, call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
It's been wonderful getting a chance to meet Emmanuel Lutheran Community's new Director of Pastoral Care, Al Jensen. So, Pastor Jensen, what do you got in mind here for the next few weeks in terms of seminars and classes and that sort of thing?
Well, currently, along with worship and studies, we're going to start a weekly grief share class. Instead of only when we feel like we need it. It's an ongoing need for us as human beings due to loss in life, especially, you know, at this point in our lives with COVID and all that is affecting not just us, but our family and our friends, to know that we've got a place, we have an anchor, we can come and we can talk about those things which they can really bring us to a low. And so we need one another like never before. It's an old cliche, but it's true again. So this grief share class will be beginning in early October, hopefully on Thursdays, it's looking like. And anyone is welcome to come to that. And then from there, as we can open up more and more with those from inside Emmanuel and outside, more opportunities will come alive as well.
Well, speaking of offering classes, do you have a favorite that you'd like to share at Emmanuel?
There are so many. After serving three different parishes, I've thankfully I've kept some stuff in the drawer here and I can pull it out. But there's a certain series I want to run soon, and it's based off of all things Gilligan's Island. Remember the old television show?
Sure, yeah.
And there was a theologian and writer by the name of Steve Skelton that put together Bible studies based off of shows like Bonanza and I Love Lucy. And my favorite one that he's done is off of Gilligan's Island. It's Sherwood Schwartz, who created Gilligan's Island, as well as mm-hmm. other sitcoms, he created it based off of the seven deadly sins. Each character on that island represented one of the seven deadly sins. And so from Gilligan being filled with sloth and Skipper with anger, and you can go right down the line. I don't want to so much focus on the sins themselves, but on the virtues, because there's always a flip side to it. So I'm looking forward to teaching that class, because we all, you know, they're running in syndication now. Gilligan's Island will always be on television, but many of us, we grew up watching it, and I think we could, in a fun way, if you will, relate to sin.
I've never thought of it like that. I've never thought of it.
Me all, neither, till right now.
All for a three-hour tour.
That's right.
Gosh, it's been wonderful meeting you, Pastor Al Jensen. He is the Director of Pastoral Care at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. If you'd like to reach out to Pastor Jensen, it's pretty easy. Just get a hold of the folks at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and they'll be happy to send you right to his office. Right now, the best way to reach him is on the line. And that's 752-9612. Or you can go online to ilcorp.org. Pastor Jensen, thank you so much for sharing so much with us today.
John, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.